If you've been listening this week, you will have heard that pretty much daily I've been reading community announcements about a particular event that is taking place on the 14th of September. It is a commemoration. It's the 80th anniversary of VE Day in Europe, the liberation of the concentration camps, and the South African Jewish Ex-Service League, as well as the South African Zionist Fed, will be holding a special memorial service at the South African National Jewish War Memorial. So to talk to me about that in significantly more detail is retired Lieutenant Colonel William Bergman. William, thank you for being with me in on Chai FM this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Simon, for inviting me.
It's wonderful to have you here. It really is an honor. I'm thinking as I'm talking to you, I'm literally sitting next to somebody who served in possibly the most significant moment in Jewish life today. I mean, I think those of us who are alive in some small part because of what you did.
Well, possibly I was one of the few Jewish men who actually served in the South African Defence Force as a permanent force soldier. And that was for 25 years. And during that time, I had quite a lot to do with the Jewish national servicemen, which used to come and serve with me as well. To begin with, I'm actually an engineer, an electrical engineer, and I used to get a lot of Jewish electrical engineers serving with me, and they were excellent, excellent boys.
Okay, you're telling me something new. I didn't know they were Jewish engineers. Now I'm really learning some new things today. I knew they were doctors and lawyers. I wasn't so sure we were hot on engineers. Talk to me about the Jewish contribution to the Allied forces in the Second World War.
Well, the interesting thing about the South African contribution in the Second World War was that 10% of the South African Jewish population joined up as volunteers in the Second World War, whilst only 8% of the national
general population
actually joined up. So, in fact, the Jewish population, well, the Jewish men were a lot more.
It doesn't surprise me, William. I mean, if you think about it, they knew at the time what was happening to their brethren. I would imagine they were volunteering because they thought they had a role to play in terms of saving Jewish lives. And if you think about what was happening in South Africa at the time, there was a split between the English and the Afrikaners. The Afrikaners probably more sympathetic to Germany than they would have been to England. So it was an interesting time in terms of who was supporting whom.
It certainly was. And one of the people that went up north at that stage was my father. And I was very young at the time when he left, and I didn't know. And I only knew my father when I was 9 years old, when he came back.
That's actually mind-blowing. I can't imagine that. Just you mentioned something else. You said volunteering. Was there no conscripted army at that time? Was it purely voluntary?
Purely volunteers. And we had some wonderful people and well-known people who did exceptionally well. Somebody like Judge Cecil Margo, Dr. Jack Penn. I mean, these are well-known people who did wonderful work for South Africa.
Where in the main were they deployed, these South African troops?
Well, they went all the way up Africa to Abyssinia, to Egypt, and then into Italy.
I'm just thinking, because this is actually rather personal, my grandmother's brother didn't make it back. He was on a boat when they had been demobilized, and they were returning. Well, I don't know if they were coming back on a holiday or demobilized, but the Germans torpedoed a boat off East Africa. Right. And I think there were probably a lot of South Africans who lost their lives in that attack.
Well, if at our memorial, we've got a roll of honor of all the Jewish soldiers that lost their lives in the Second World War. And it's more than 300 names. And I'm sure your relation's name is on that roll of honor.
Really interesting. It would be really interesting to have a look and find that out. Mm. Talk to me about this memorial service that is happening on the
14th. The 14th.
Yes.
Okay, so it's now 80 years since the end of the war in Europe, which is known as VE Day. And over and above that, it was that time when the concentration camps were liberated as well, and we thought that we must make something special about this. But over and above celebrating or remembering the 80th anniversary of VE Day, we also always remember about the Jewish soldiers that fell in the First World War, the Second World War, the Israeli wars, and on the border wars. And we have plaques to these names that of men who fell at the, in these wars. Over and above that, we have another plaque for the Holocaust victims, which we always considered as soldiers of Hashem. And then we have another plaque for an unknown soldier, just in case we haven't put a name of somebody that we've forgotten about, or for some reason we didn't know about. And this year, we're trying to give it a very good Jewish flavor in the proceedings of the service. We're having a Chazan Alta, who's going to sing for us as well.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got Rabbi Hendler talking. I'm just giving you some of the details. And over and above that, we've got Rabbi Kivman, who's actually going to blow the shofar. You know, we always play the last post. And at the end, you have a two-minute silence. And then after that, you have another tune called Reveille. And we thought, you know what, we must give it a very much a Jewish flavor by having a shofar. And and we've got Rabbi Kivman who's going to do this for us.
How important is the issue of memory to you personally? How important is this for you that this occasion is respected and attended?
Well, the importance of for me personally is the fact that my father, Jack Bergman, was instrumental in getting the monument built. And I always do this in his memory. So, but over and above that, being an old soldier myself, I've always have this feeling that you've got to look after and must remember those people who gave their lives for their country.
Yeah. One thinks about the First World War, and there's a sense of the craziness of that war. That was a war that should never have been fought.
They always said that that war was going to be the war of all wars, and there'll be no more wars after that. A levi, as they say.
A levi. And in one lifetime, in what, 20, 30 years, we had the absolute carnage of the Second World War. And then, in contradistinction to the First World War, a war that had to be fought.
Yes.
Because can you imagine the world that we'd be living in today if the Allies hadn't won?
Yeah, absolutely. But an interesting fact is that in the First World War, there were a lot of Jews who fought for the Kaiser. Because
I've heard of that. There were more Germans than the Germans. They were fighting to prove how German they were.
Yes.
And look how that helped them 20 years later.
Unfortunately, and then we had the absolute tragedy of the concentration camps. But another thing I'd like to mention about our service is that after the service, we're actually going to unveil two new plaques. One plaque will be the history of the South African Jewish Service League. And the second plaque will be for four prominent members of the Jewish Service League who gave exemplary service. And one of those names will be my father.
That's actually pretty moving. For you, that must be very, very moving.
It is, because I'm going to unveil that plaque.
Okay, that'll be something incredibly special. William, I've got a message that's come through from somebody who says, "Hi, Simon. If possible, ask William for comments on the 1927 Flag Act and under which flag the South Africans supported the Allies." Does that mean something to you? Because it doesn't mean all that much to me.
No, it doesn't mean much to me either at this day, I must be honest.
Okay, well, that makes two of us. We'll get some clarity.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so let's talk about the event itself, because we're short of time. What does one need to do to attend? Is there pre-registration requirements, or what's
the story? No, we'd like people to come to the memorial at around about 10:30, 10:45, and the service will start at 11 o'clock, and we reckon that it will take about an hour, after which we will do the unveiling of those other two plaques that I mentioned.
Yeah. And then a final question for you. What message would you like to share with listeners ahead of this memorial service on the 14th?
Well, I would like as many Jewish people as possible to come to the service, because it really is something that Jews, we always remember and we never forget. And I'd like this service to continue every year as long as possible.
Very noble, Am. I hope you get the attendance that you're hoping for. I hope that your respect is paid, and I wish you all the best for the event on the 14th.
Thank you.